my head back around social media stuff, like, completely went into a different sphere, do you know?
Look, welcome to Mahon Point Shopping Centre in Cork, in Ireland. This is all going to be about World Social Media Day on the 30th of June 2012. And it's the second in a series of conversations I'm having with Margaret Smith. And you can find the earlier one by going backwards. But look, let's just catch up on the news. Margaret, what's happened since I saw you last?
Well, basically, we're after securing a day venue for the event, and we were really lucky to get the Rubicon actually approached us and said they'd be really interested in helping. So I threw straight back at them, like, okay, would you like to host it? And they said they'd be delighted. So that confirmation came through on Friday. So I'm having a meeting with them tomorrow morning just to run through the logistics of the whole thing. So I may need to come back and start asking for various things like chairs and stuff, but I don't know what the situation is yet on that.
This Rubicon Centre place, some people will not have a clue what this is. This is some kind of high-tech hub, isn't it, in Cork?
It's like an incubation centre for small business, well, start-up businesses. And not a lot of them now are technological-based, but I actually did a course with them myself, a special one designed for promoting women, Pink, the year before last. So I'm very familiar with them, and they're fantastic, and they're forward-thinking, and they very much have their finger on the pulse of what's going on now. And they've been fantastically enthusiastic about this, which is brilliant for me.
I mean, that must be terrific for you, because you have been talking to other places that were dragging their heels.
Exactly.
And had an opportunity to two other places had an opportunity to do this, and they blew it. That's my language, not yours.
They just didn't seem very interested and were putting obstacles in our way rather than helping, whereas the Rubicon have been the direct opposite of that and have offered any help we possibly need.
Can you name the person at the Rubicon?
Virginia Foley, who I am in direct contact with.
So a big shout out to Virginia Foley.
Yeah, well done to Virginia. Girl power.
Yeah.
So really looking forward to having a chat now and seeing where it can go. She's offered the interaction of all the businesses, the startups out there. There's 52 startups in the actual building, and they all would love to get involved.
But I thought this was actually deliberately not being about business.
But it's not.
Surely these startups are going to make it very businessy.
Do you know what? There's an inextricable link between business and social. And no matter what way you look at it, there is. But what I want to promote is the social side of it, because if nobody's using social media for social purposes, there's nobody there going to buy your product or whatever.
So these people might be doing startups that are a business, but they might be actually creating something which is going to let people be more social?
Exactly. And I think it's very good for businesses to see that real people are at the other end of a social media platform, and that there are real communities and people with real issues, so that when they come to the point where they're doing their social media marketing, they're not just broadcasting to like you would in a newspaper ad, that they're actually dealing with real people, and it's not just blank faces at the end of computer screens. Do you know what I mean?
So how much room?
To make that human connection.
How much room is there going to be in the Rubicon Centre? I mean, 52 startups is a lot of people. I mean, if you get a couple of hundred people coming to this event, is there going to be enough room for everybody?
There would be. I think I have to confirm everything. I'm just going on what I know of the Rubicon myself, but they have one main atrium area. They also have a few quite big rooms leading off that. If the weather was fine, they have a huge courtyard, which would be fantastic out in the back.
We could do stuff outside?
Yes, which would be
fantastic. I hope you're going to bring in the juggling community on social media. Social media jugglers.
So what I want to first do before I say how exciting the day venue is that we're struggling on a night venue because of it being Saturday night, and nobody wants to lose their regular crowd. So if anybody out there has any connections with anybody, we're willing to go into the suburbs now rather than stay in town, because it's just getting difficult.
And now look, you told me about this Saturday night. This is where everyone goes off and gets drunk, is that right?
Yes, basically.
So you want a place where everyone can go and hang out,
bit of music,
in and out, right?
Yeah.
It'll have to be a place where people can drink and talk chat.
Ideally, if there was some sort of food as well, but you know, we can work with anything at this point. I would say it would be over 100 people, definitely, you know.
So you're offering some venue, 100 people with some money in their pocket on a Saturday night.
The last time it started at 7 and they kicked us out at 12 and people drank all night. So it's a money maker, you know what I mean?
Where did you do it last year?
Sober Lane. It was way too small, but that worked well in a way because everybody got so intimate that you got to know people quickly. Yeah. You in the queues for places and stuff. But they again on a Saturday night it wouldn't be viable. They were fantastic last year, but it's unfair to ask them to do it on a Saturday night.
Well,
you know?
It sounds like the thing is going to be so big this year they wouldn't even fit into this Sober Lane place. Yeah,
I don't think so.
Okay, well, somebody in Cork who listens to this. And it can be anywhere. Would you go to Ballincollig if there was somebody in Ballincollig?
I prefer to stay in town. I have someone in Ballincollig, I would say, that would help us out. But
is that your reserve? That's fallback?
But even someone in the Bishopstown area, if we could keep it near where the Rubicon is.
Will you go to Blackpool?
I go anywhere, really, as long as it wasn't taxi rides. I'm conscious of people
trying
to get
home. Ride, you're right, yeah. So that's it.
Kind of a tender taxi ride.
You're looking for
anywhere.
A venue within a taxi ride of central Cork.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, right, okay. Let's move on. Right, that's what you're after, right?
Right.
Okay, so, now look, have you got any news? Who's interested in this thing?
Well, first of all, I'm co-organising this with Cian O'Regan. So what he's doing at the moment, he's mobilising all the PR side of things. And we were really lucky.
Does he have a company?
He does. He's working. He's ex-CIT. He just graduated the year before last. But he actually organised it with me last year.
So he's a young person learning the skills of PR?
Social media is his speciality. So that's what he did his master's in. So he's my techie support because he does.
Has he got a Twitter name?
Cian O'Regan.
So hold on. CianOregan.
That's it.
Right, so that gets him. Okay.
So what he's done is he's started a website and we've got a Facebook page now. So
what's the name of the website?
Oh, it's too long and I don't know.
If you Google Margaret Smith, World Social Media Day Cork.
Probably it'll come.
You'll get you.
World Social Media Day Cork will definitely get it.
Okay, right.
We just have the opening blog up on it at the moment. But what he's hoping to do is get around to all the speakers, even over the phone, and interview them all, and put that interview up on the blog. So
will you take guest blog posts before the day?
Yes.
See so people who are coming or going to do stuff on the event, they could send in guest blog posts and you'll publish them?
Oh yeah, that's what it's all about. It's getting everybody who's involved on it.
And would you take a blog post from a woman in Vancouver who thinks it's a great idea and who would love to be there and who can't be there?
Yeah, the more content the better. The more
really?
That's happening on the site where we absolutely
okay, so
delighted.
You need to give me an email address that before we finish to which people can send their draft of blog posts, right?
Right, so what we were very lucky after the last audio view, I was contacted by a load of girls that are doing their masters in PR in CIT, and they've offered their services free to do all the PR with Cian. So we're having a meeting hopefully sometime this week and seeing what the strategy will be there, just to get out as many people as possible.
Do they have a name or are they just a collection of individuals? Wonderful practice for young people then, how to do
and
PR.
It would be good on their CV, I would say.
Absolutely.
So I want to cross as many platforms as possible, so we just need to figure out what that strategy will be. And then I'm going to leave them off. They're going to take care of that for me. So the other thing...
You've got a list in front of you here. I'm not going to interrupt you. I'm going to... I promise, right?
Okay.
Because I'll spin it out too long, right? Off you go.
So the next thing, I'm obviously a big foodie myself, and there's a big foodie community out there. So I wanted to use this as an opportunity for the foodies in the southern half of the island to actually have something local to them, because an awful lot of the blogger events happen in Dublin, which... like logistically is hard for anybody who has a family and a business to get there. So any food, you don't have to be a blogger or anything like that. Anybody that's interested in food, I would love you to come along and we'll hopefully have a few speakers. We were thinking of having what you can make, and we'll have a little judging session, and also we might have a food photography session using those, and then afterwards we'll sell all the stuff off for charity to the people that are there, slice it all up. And I know from past events with Borbia, all the bloggers brought food and there was so much there they had to donate it to charity afterwards. And the standard was just outstanding. So that would be a fun event for everybody, no matter whether... I mean, everybody is a foodie in their own right.
Now, you've got 9 things to go through. You better keep them shorter than that, because otherwise we'll...
I've got Stephen Spillan coming and he's going to do a talk. He's a very young activist, he calls himself. And he's very much into politics and LGBT. And he's
What's
going
to, LGBT?
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual. Well, it's very long-winded, so LGBT will have to do it. So he's going to do a talk about that and how relevant, and that's a big community online for that as well. I was talking to Lisa Domican of, she's designed the Grace app, you know, for autism. She designed an iPad, an iPod Grace
app. Oh, yes. I know her.
Yeah, there's a huge community.
Grace app.
Yeah.
She's coming?
Well, I don't know if she's coming, but she definitely said she'll get somebody organised to come down and get involved. There, I actually know quite a few parents of autistic children, that, and there's a big community of, like that on. It's a great way of them keeping in touch with each other and, you know, supporting each other without having to be, you know, meeting constantly, you know, and just get online.
I must tell Alan Cuthbert, Financial Al, about this. Go on.
We've got a group of crafters coming, so they will be knitting and crocheting, and they hopefully will do a demonstration on spinning.
What did you call them?
Crafters.
Crafters, right.
So the idea would be that you can, if you have any interest whatsoever in that sort of thing, you can come along and get involved, watch them, talk to them, maybe bring your kids, but it's a family event rather than just bring your kids and drop them. I've been told that the adults have to stick around and help.
Keep going.
I'm hoping that then we can put a little bit of a slightly more serious angle on it. I haven't asked these people yet, so I could be outing them here. But let's say there's somebody there who has a very sick child that was on death's door last year, and it was a miraculous recovery, which is fantastic. But we lived every moment of it on Twitter, and I'm sure they got a lot of support from Twitter, and it's the most uplifting story. Another girl that went through a whole year of the same thing with cancer, and again just got the all clear last week. And Alex, I'm going to be talking to you soon, and I'm also hoping
Alex
to...
is your husband?
No, Alex,
a different person.
Girl, yeah.
Sorry, I'm
no.
Go on.
So and then Kieran, who I'm going to possibly contact later, he went through a very bad depression, and
I've done that,
out the other side of it, and has used social media to sort of
I'd like to meet him to help.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I hope so, and he's been on radio and stuff, so I know he's willing to talk about it, so I'm hoping that, because I think that it's a huge help to people like that who don't necessarily want to get immediately into social situations in real life, and to be able to reach out to people. And even Marion Keyes, who's newly on Twitter, she's a writer and an Irish writer.
Marion Keyes might come to this, you know. It's entirely imaginable that Marion Keyes would come, because she is just such a wonderful, you know, sharer of herself. And frankly, she might actually be interested in this being as a social thing, and she might put it into one of her future novels.
Well, that would be brilliant.
I'll tweet her.
Yes,
I promise.
Do.
I'll tweet her.
Well, she follows me. But anyway.
Oh, there you are. No, you deal with her. You have Marion Keyes, right?
No, okay. I don't want to put pressure on her, because
of
I know.
Of course. No, this is attraction marketing,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
We're not putting pressure. You're not putting pressure on anyone.
I understand that her particular issue, what she went through, it is actually to do with crowds and stuff like that. So I don't want to put her in a situation that is in any way uncomfortable
for
her. But like, any sort of support would be fantastic. But I mean, I think the support on Twitter is something that's fantastic. You put out there that you're not feeling well, and everybody comes back and boils you up. So I mean, I really want to focus on the positives that brings.
You've hooked me, but we better move on to the other things on your list.
We've gone through it all now.
No. You told me the last day that there was going to be a poets there.
Oh yes. Oh, all those things that are still happening. These are just new ones that have come on the horizon.
Right. So people have to listen to the previous audio.
Yeah.
If they're making up a long list.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so supposing somebody out there.
Since we've gotten a house band who are going to come in and play in all the intervals, and hopefully they'll be able to introduce.
Have they got the music monopoly now? I mean, supposing I'm out there and I'm desperately keen to come and play music. Can I come on the day and play?
Yeah, we were actually thinking, now this is subject to talking to the Rubicon, is having a room for musicians so they could jam. Another idea, which is all just happened on the train because I was away over the weekend and we had a brainstorm, would be a room for storytelling for the kids.
You know, all the stuff, by the way, all we need is loads of people to be uploading stuff onto YouTube during the day of little bits that they like. Mm-hmm. I mean, this could produce 100 YouTube videos, couldn't it?
Yeah. It's.
I mean, you can do a YouTube video off your iPhone. I can do a YouTube video off my iPhone.
Yeah. And we have a meeting in a minute with someone about the live streaming issue. And also, he said it would be a great idea to set up a live kind of interview stream. So not just the people talking, but interview the different people that are there and have a constant...
Have we good Wi-Fi there?
I have to check that. That's okay. One thing.
If we have good Wi-Fi there, we can do live Google Hangout.
Yeah, I'm hoping to do that as well.
Right?
Yeah. So I just need...
Bernie Goldback is coming. He has said on the comment to the audio boo we did, right, attracted a whole collection of comments, many more than usual, right?
Mm.
And one of them included Bernie Goldback saying he'd put it in his diary,
oh,
right?
Brilliant.
So Bernie has recently this week done a revolutionary Google Hangout, right? He knows everything that needs to be known.
That's what I need, because I don't have the knowledge to do these things. I need other people that are experts in that area to come help me. So that's what I'm putting out. I need bodies to look after all those separate areas, and I'll...
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot.
That.
I'm going to put you on, you can change this next week, but I want your three main asks that you want today. People listening to this, Margaret
the
Smith wants
venue.
The following.
The
what
night
do you want?
Is
night
crucial.
Venue is number one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, number two.
I need people, techies, that can do all the things that I need to do. I have a few. I have already had a few volunteers, but you can never have
Has
too many.
Has Gordon tech. Murray volunteered?
No, but I don't know if he's known about it, but he might know that he's in the Rubicon as well.
Murrayan is a good man, you know?
Yeah.
And he's very technically able, right?
Right? No pressure, Gordon.
Okay, no pressure, Gordon Murray. No pressure. But any particular kind of techies you'd like? Expertise in anything in particular? Come on.
Uploading stuff and live streaming and things like that.
Uploading.
And people that can... Just make the technology work on the day, because that's I touch a computer and it blows up. So yeah, anybody that's better than me at that, it would be cool.
Okay, number two. Number three,
that's a very good one. Now number three, I think I really want to push the foodie aspect and get that out there.
So people, whatever they get, will get good food.
Yes.
That is a good
that
way
is,
of winning
is,
people's
that's
hearts. Yeah.
A crucial thing to me personally.
So anyone who wants to bring along their drop dead gorgeous latest product.
Exactly. Exactly.
Would it be regarded as spamming if you were to give away pieces of gorgeous food? Margaret's being interrupted
good
by
God,
her phone.
No.
Are you sure now?
Yes.
But
bring
I thought
along. And looking for any freebies that anyone's willing to give me in any way, shape or form.
So let's just pick somebody at random, completely at random, Anthony Creswell of Umrah, right?
Yeah.
So supposing Anthony Creswell at Umrah wanted to bring along bits of smoked duck, which is to die for, would he be allowed to do that?
The only thing I can say is I don't know if I'll be able to have stands or stuff like that.
Well, never mind. Can he bring a box with an ice cube, with ice cubes in it, and he can give out bits of food if he wanted to, yeah?
Yes, definitely.
Just to be very clear, can he sell his food there?
No.
Aha, right, good. We get very clear, right,
okay.
Right. Can you bring along free soft drinks to give during the day?
Yeah, or... tea, if some Barry's tea or whoever is listening or anybody that does coffee. I mean, you know how much that goes through.
Hey, here's a suggestion. We get some people who are very, very good on the iPad, right? And they know all the drawing apps on the iPad, and they basically let kids loose on iPads to draw pictures.
Cool.
And they get
if
to
they would allow them.
And they get to if who would allow them?
The owners of the iPad.
I have an iPad. I'd give any child the iPad to do. They're in so blooming precious.
Well, if we had one room dedicated to kids, we could do that and have storytelling going
on
there.
Have people walking around with their iPads even.
Yeah.
We won't have to lock them away
if
in a room.
If it was my iPad, I'd like it in a room where I knew where it was.
Yeah, that's because you think the iPad is too bloody precious, right? The iPad is no
I haven't
problem.
Got one.
I dropped my iPad twice in the last few days and
Lord.
It did not break.
I aspire to an iPad. But anyway, that's another story.
So if anyone wants to give Margaret Smith, in return for her wonderful, wonderful work, wants to give her a freebie, they can give her an iPad. Is that right? I know you're not asking. You're not asking. Okay, look, last minute.
I do have the guys from Coder Dojo still coming, so there will be a lot for, you know, the young people there.
So there will be coding. People can go there and carry on learning coding?
No, Coder Dojo is in the National Software Centre.
Yes.
And we were going to be there, but we're not now.
Yes.
But we're definitely going to have some of the Coder Dojo guys over with us. So they're going to be demonstrating stuff and also just giving us talks and stuff. So I'm really looking forward to having them. Our younger speaker will be 11, I think. So
we'll get you a younger speaker than that.
Okay.
We'll get you a younger speaker. I might get Omani Doss to speak.
Exactly. So I'm looking for everybody across the board, and the more out there the idea, the better for me, and the more entertaining that is for people. I don't want the bog standard, boring, old, you know, subjects that are talked and we're all blue in the face from.
Okay, look, we're going to finish, right? You've got to just say, how can people get in touch with you? You've got to give your details, your contact details.
My phone number?
So that people can ring you up and whatever. Off
it's
you go.
My mobile, it's 08.